We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Yud Zayin. V'hinei adata dibarnu minyan chesed begufo. Until now we spoke about doing kindness with one's physical self. Shoseh al yedei mitzvah zok shebal esamcham. When he comes and makes them happy, he dances with them. Atan nidaber minyan tzedakah v'chesed b'mamono. Now we will talk about doing kindness with a chatan and kala, with one's assets. Shematzui gam ken al yedei mitzvah zo. We find in this mitzvah of making a chatan and kala happy that one can also do it with money. Uchigon shechaser lemotzot chatuna. Sometimes they don't have the basic needs to fund the wedding. V'chadome shar inyanim hechachim, all kinds of other necessities that very often a chatan and kala might not be able to fund on their own. V'hu noten laze o shemalve laze. And he either gives it as a gift or as a loan. V'imen b'chocho liten be'atzmo. And if he himself can't afford it, so then he has others. He collects, he helps put together funds to help a chatan and kala. How great are his wages for such a thing? All you have to do is look in the codex in Yoredeya. It says, what happens if there's money left in the pot? The collectors, the people who are in charge of collecting charity, find they have money. So they should use the money for marrying off young, poor girls. The Shulchan Aruch says there's no greater charity than that, than taking care of the young girls so that they can get married. Very often they're going to have a hard time getting married because they don't have a dowry. If you can help them, you fund part of the wedding, you help them put together a nice wardrobe, so then that's a great charity. It also, we find in the work Chochmat Adam, that's the Chayei Adam, he wrote a work on Yoredeya called Chochmat Adam, Rav Danzig. He writes that marrying off young girls who are poor from a poor family, or if they are orphaned, that's a bigger mitzvah than giving the money to the poor. Firstly, it is tzedakah. It actually is charity. You're giving this poor girl. Furthermore, because actually a woman's shame is greater. When a woman feels she's coming to the wedding and she's not dressed like everyone else, or she doesn't have what everyone else has, the basic necessities for a wedding, so that she has greater shame. You see in the Talmud in Ksubas, it indicates that. Ve'od, and furthermore, we have the mitzvah, it says in the prophet Yeshaya, lo tohu bira'a lashevet yetzara. God didn't create the world to remain void, but rather to be settled. De'lifamim yechola levo gam lidei kilkul chas v'shalom. And he adds the final point, which is something that was kept in modest intonations, but wasn't actually said overtly until now, and that is that if you're not going to help this girl get married, then what's she going to end up doing? So you want to keep her off the streets, you want to get her on the right path. When you help her get married, you're helping her build a life that's proper. And when you don't, so then you only have to wonder where she'll end up. So that's why the mitzvah of helping a girl get married is such a great mitzvah. It's charity, it helps cover her shame, because a woman's shame is greater. And we have the mitzvah of having children, settling the land, and finally, because you can change your whole life. With helping her get married, it could be a difference between living a life of purity and holiness or the alternative. And that's why this is such a big mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch says, you have extra money, that's where you should spend it. And that's what he's saying. Until now, we spoke about making a chatan and kala happy with coming and dancing with them and saying nice things to them. Now we're talking about making them happy by funding it, and sometimes you could do this long distance by remote control. I could tell you, I started a gemach to help chatanim and kalot. I started in a slightly humorous way. There was more than one couple that broke up after getting engaged. And he had gifts she gave him, and she had gifts he gave her, and neither one wanted it. And I said, fine, give it to me, I'll give it to poor chatanim and kalot. So I ended up with nice ties that she got him and jewelry that he got her, and neither one wanted it. And then I just passed it on. So this was the idea to make a gemach where people who break up their engagement, no hard feelings, fine. So they have what to do with their leftovers, right? But it's a very important chesed. Very often a A kala doesn't have the money to get shoes. She doesn't have money to get a nice dress. I recommend, I'll give you guys a tip that was given to me when I was a chatan, that a chatan and kala get a new wardrobe, for sure with regards to undergarments. Come into the married life with clean undergarments. Nice clean socks, nice clean undergarments. Your wife should start married life fresh. When I was given this advice, I was given it by a mother of a friend of mine. So I said to her, you know, but my old stuff is perfectly fine. I understand it's worn, but why should I throw it out? She said, give it to the poor. I said, why should I give it to the poor? I have what I need. It's good stuff. She said, your wife is getting into a new marriage. Let her deal with clean, new undergarments. If you think that those are fine and you want to use them down the road, pack them up, store them away. When your new ones look like your old ones, then you'll take out your old ones. And that's what I did. I packed them up. I stored them away for 4 or 5 years. And then when everything was the same, so fine, I took, I had more. But that's part of the idea. You help a person start a fresh life. It's important to give them the funds so that they can feel like it's something special and fresh.